AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Oh shit, we back on the air. Thank you for letting me take a week off, guys. I was sick with the goddamn flu last week, but I'm here now, and I got a special guest with me. So the last time I had this girl on with me, which is my sister, I'm just going to tell you who it is. We did a topic about cosmetic surgery and also having the disorder.
Body morphia disorder.
Exactly. We also talked about that. And she was telling us about Mia Aesthetics. Refresh them again.
So Mia Aesthetics, they canceled my surgery due to CVA, which can be, I guess, classified as a stroke, or as not really classified, but in the same family as a stroke.
Right.
And they were telling me that I could not get my money back. But because of that podcast, like Jess said, I don't know if y'all remember, you know, verbatim, she literally said, my podcast reaches many people.
It does.
And it reached this one special young lady that did not know me from a can of paint. This girl reached out to me in my DM and told me, sis, I can help you get your money back.
I love
she
that.
Used to work for a bank. She sat on the phone with Mia Aesthetics and went back and forth with them for like 45 minutes and fought to get my money back.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show that there are really genuine people out here.
Yeah.
And that just because someone was, or not was, but just because someone is a fan of you, they reached out to help me.
They care about my family too. You know,
I offered to give this lady some money when I get my money back, and she was just like, I don't want that. Like, I know I'm going to get my blessings back.
Right, right. And this is, and she's a kind-hearted, pure person. You can tell that. Because like you said, she didn't even have to do that. You
she
know what
did
I mean?
Not
like,
have to do that. And then she did it on her day off.
Yeah, yeah.
She did not have to take time out of her,
you know,
on her day
damn
off.
Damn well Black people don't like to be bothered on their day off.
And she did that for me on the strength of you. So thank you. Miss Jess with the mess for letting me touch on that.
No problem.
Because that's too much fucking money to just be throwing away. Like, I ain't got it like that. I mean,
how much was it again? Let them know.
$9,395.
Yeah, so you know, Black people round up. I don't care if it was $9,100. It's $10,000 of
right,
my money.
Pretty much. But they did take a percentage. They took 10% out of that. So I'm getting all but like $941 back.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
I'm just happy to be even getting $8,000 some change back.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But it was all yours and it's all owed to you because they didn't perform your surgery and it's their fault that they didn't, you know what I mean? So they pretty much breached their own contract. They fucked up their own policies or whatever. So that was a victory. That was a victory for Carefully Reckless. That was a victory for my sister. And not only for my sister and Carefully Reckless, that was a victory for me because, like she said, that just goes to show how many people actually tune in and how many people are actual avid listeners of Carefully Reckless. And so I appreciate y'all. Like, oh my God, I love y'all so much. And thank you for bearing with me while I keep on taking these little breaks, y'all. Either I'm busy or I'm sick. Just know I ain't taking off for no reason. Now, speaking of black, was that lady black who did it?
Yeah, she was black.
Okay, good, good, good.
She was a black young lady. I mean, like, when I say nice, just yeah. She was really down to earth.
Yeah.
Girl, you know who you are. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
No, I do love that. So like I was saying, speaking of black, the topic is black businesses. Listen, so I was, now listen, we know I have a lot of controversies that I battled over the years or whatever. And I was actually canceled before by my own people, by the blacks, the only people that ever cancel any fucking body anyway. And
not the blacks.
Yes, I was canceled by the motherfuckers because I had said indirectly direct. To them, I don't support black businesses. I don't support the black dollar. I definitely did say that. I mean, I had celebrities in an uproar. I had my own family members, a couple of my friends who are black business owners, you know what I'm saying? Both small and big business owners. They were quite offended by that. Like, T.I. called me and talked to me for over an hour. Girl, I'm talking about I had to grab a fucking thesaurus and a dictionary. I'm like, God damn. But no, you know, I totally understood what he was saying. But I think I didn't elaborate. And so, you know, I'm going to take the time today. We're going to talk about that shit because it needs to be talked about. Black businesses are very important. Our businesses are just as important as these European businesses, these Asian businesses, these Caucasian businesses, these Russian, wherever we spend our money. And we make it that way. And it's up to us to keep it that way. I don't take it back fully as a statement because I still don't support all black businesses because there are truly some alterations that need to be done. There is some professionalism that needs to be added to the standards. There are some fucking standards that need to be added to businesses. There are some rules and regulations that needs to be put in place. There are do's and don'ts. There are, you know, things that we need to step back. We need to self-evaluate our businesses and be like, yo, if I take myself outside of myself having a business, if I was to become a customer, would I buy this shit? Would I take this shit off of me as a business owner? Would I step in this store? I'm talking about even something as small as business hours. Like if I walk up to your business and it says open, but your door is closed and is locked because you ran out, you're the only one working that day and you ran out or something, or you just didn't get up and feel like coming to work today, you know, That's horrible. That's horrible as a business. That don't only look bad on you. That reflects on the business.
But you know what? Just to touch on that real quick, I went to Giant, the market, food and pharmacy, Giant Food and Pharmacy. And the manager of the store is black. And they closed the store. It was like 10:45. The store wasn't due to close until 11 p.m. But I went there. I pulled up on the parking lot, walked up to the door, pulled on the door. The door is locked.
It's locked, yeah.
At 10:45 p.m. The hours are 11 p.m. is when it's supposed to close.
Yeah.
So not only is it just black businesses, it's also businesses ran by black people.
Yeah, black operated businesses. Yeah, that's definitely true. Even the self-employed service, you know, like hairstylists and, you know, nail techs and lash techs and all of that stuff. You know, a lot of them start off great, very professional. Oh, my God. I don't know if it's whether they're starstruck or not, like, you know, but they start off amazing. Great. And then I guess with my personality and, you know, I'm very inviting. I'm very down to earth or, you know, what have you. And I actually talk. I love to talk. I love to get to know people. People get comfortable over time and then they start doing what they want to do and shit. Like they, you know, they start being late and shit. Girl, I had somebody do my fucking lashes one time and she was so cool. Not the girl I go to now, but somebody did my lashes one time. She was doing them consecutively for over like maybe like 2 months, you know, and this one made me stop going to her. I had an appointment early in the morning, like 7:45 or something like that. She had already started being late. This bitch asked me, can you come pick me up? Oh. She was dropping her car off somewhere or whatever.
pick you up.
She was like, do you mind come picking me up, Jess? Like, first of all, bitch, I need for you to still act like we ain't friends. We're not friends. That's what we're not. But wow. I just need for you to seriously act like I'm still a stranger. Or I'm sorry, I'm a fucking client.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, you are. You're getting a service. Yeah, you're a client.
What is wrong? I don't care how many times that we have talked about personal business, or you have, you know, I've given you advice, or you've given me advice, or we have gotten deep in our talks while you sitting there doing my goddamn lashes and I'm laying there with my eyes closed all that time. It don't matter how much we've bonded, my nigga. Do not ask me to come get you.
I feel like when you are receiving a service, whether it's from a friend or family member, at that moment, that is your client. Yeah. They're not your friend. They're not your family member. They are your client.
Absolutely.
This is your business. Absolutely. They are your client.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they need to treat it as such.
Yeah. With it, and like, even with the hairstylist, like, these days, it's so many fucking rules. And I'm telling you, it's, I don't know. Y'all can tell me if I'm wrong. I'm not trying to be prejudiced against my own people. But I feel like it is only or solely the Black people. It is only Black people that'll be like, yo, you gotta come with your hair wash. What?
Yeah, I've heard that countless times. I've actually, on a personal note, I've actually experienced a young lady. I wanted to book and get my hair done. Mm-hmm. And I saw on her page or on her website, whatever it was, I saw that it says you must come with your hair washed. Mm-hmm. Now, I reached out to her like, hey, you know, I see that you said I have to come with my hair washed.
Yeah.
Now, is there any way that I could pay an additional fee where you can shampoo my hair? And what it say on the website? Yeah. You know what, sis? Never mind, because I don't even want to come get my hair done.
So
no
she
more.
Said that to you? Yeah. What it say on the website?
Yeah. Like, did you read the website?
I just
mentioned that in the beginning, that I see that it says on here, blah, 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 blah,
but
blah.
But I'm asking
but
you,
is there any way I can pay anything additional? I'm not trying to get over.
Can you honor, like, just an option for me to get for you to wash my hair?
But some people have that option. Yeah. I didn't know if it was an option. That's why I asked. The closed mouth don't get fed.
Yeah.
But because of how she came off at me, like, bitch, I don't even want to come and get my fucking hair done no more at this point, because I'm going to end up slapping the shit out you.
Yeah,
for that definitely. Fucking attitude. Like,
definitely.
Like, a lot of Black businesses have problems with, like you were saying, hospitality.
Yeah, definitely.
They don't have it.
Now we're going to take a brief break. You can go grab you something to eat, something to drink, something like that.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then it's always so much tension and so much hostility. Like, you didn't want to get up and come to work today, but this is your motherfucking business. Mm-hmm. You work here. Even if it ain't your business, you work. You chose to do this shit.
Yeah, like,
ain't nobody make you do this shit. Even in any event where you couldn't get another job, but this one, this is the only job you could get. Bitch, be thankful because you still have a job. There are people with no fucking job. Act like you like what you do. You know what I mean? You could be so much further in life. And then you don't know how you would make a person's day. You know, just being nice. You know what I'm saying? So, like, customer service, that shit matters. That was another reason why I said I didn't want to support Black businesses. But I need for y'all to understand. I'm going to keep saying it. Understand. I solely meant certain Black businesses. I don't want to support all Black businesses because all Black businesses, in my opinion, are not worthy of my money. Now, y'all can say the same shit about me. I have Dr. Who. That's a fitness apparel line that I have. I sell waist trainers, workout gear, all types of shit like that. Now, if you've ever received any you know, bad service from me or whatever, I will want to be the first to know. We could fix it. I'll get it together. I've never given anybody bad customer service, me or anybody from my team. You know what I mean? But I would definitely be open to any criticism. That's another thing Black operated businesses of Black people, they don't
like constructive criticism.
They do not like it. I'm telling you.
They feel like you're just trying to put them down. You can come to them in the nicest way possible. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you know, and you could be a business owner, just like from one business owner to another. Like, hey, you know, I'm a business owner too. Like, I don't want you to think I'm trying to knock you, but you try to, like, well, I run my shit how I run my shit, and you run your shit how you run your shit. Like, whoa, Nelly, like, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just trying to give you a little insight. Like, you know, and I feel like some people are just way better business savvy than other people.
Yeah.
Like, everybody don't got it.
Yeah.
Everybody don't got it. Like,
exactly.
Some people are better off, like, in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe doing paperwork or something like that, not physically dealing with people.
And, you know, like, okay, so, like, for instance, when I first started this shit, I wasn't good because I wasn't as patient with people. I really didn't like dealing with, you know, being approached about whether something went wrong or not. So not even with Dr. Who. I'm talking about, like, when I first started, I didn't never want to talk to anybody about business. So I put my cousin in place to run my business because she's always been business savvy. My cousin London, she's my assistant as well. She runs a lot of my businesses for me, and that's who I put in place until I became business savvy enough to, you know, work as an active CEO. I was behind the scenes. I'm like, look, I pay you. I put you in place to do this shit right here because I don't want to deal with nobody telling me that they don't like this shit, they don't like that shit. Nah, because I'm going to want to slap you. Shit like that. But when you grow out of that type of shit and you really, like, you, is not for everybody. Running a business is not for everybody. You have to have a great amount of patience. You have to have perseverance. You have to have endurance, because you will endure a whole lot. You will endure broke times. You will endure the grind. You will endure it all. I'm telling you, you will run into nasty people.
That's the way it really is, because you, like, when you first started, before, like, you became, like, just hilarious yeah. before London, yeah. me trying to balance emails and shit with you and me and you going back and forth, and yo, she's a bosszilla, okay?
Like, oh my gosh. That's because I didn't want to deal with it.
She is a little monster, y'all. I'm telling you, like, and
I was
like, really, like, just going back and forth. And she, like, this little heifer, she sat there and was like, Shay, you ain't checked this and checked that. And I'm like, well, shit, I do got three kids. Like, girl, I'm trying. Well, shit, I could have missed this or I could have missed that. I'm like, well, shit, do this shit your damn self.
Right. Oh my God.
I can't do this shit. And then she was like, I can't do this shit either. Chris, do this shit.
Yeah, look, I know, right? Asking the poor dumbass boyfriend to do some shit. He knew how to do was fucking gamble. So I was in a fucking shithole.
It's really overwhelming. And like I said, if you're not business savvy and like really, like, if you don't know how to do that kind of shit, it can be overwhelming. And just like it was overwhelming for you. And that shit was definitely overwhelming for me.
Yes.
I was like, look,
yep.
I'm getting fussed at. I'm like, look, bitch, I'm trying.
I know.
I'm like,
I'm
trying. But that shit, shout out to London, because London, I think that experience with her being at Comcast, that helped her dealing with all the crazy motherfuckers. London does her damn thing. She talks very well.
She does.
She be handling that shit.
She another fucking TI. I heard on a business call not too long ago. I was like, God damn, I didn't even know you knew what the fuck that meant. She was like, yeah, bitch, I'm smart. Like, I'm just a little redhead, but I was like, oh my gosh, Jesus. That's not her voice when she talked to business people and shit, when she talked to these other businesses and these higher ups and shit. But yeah, you know, so that, back to what I was saying, you know, it's very fucking overwhelming, but that's why you have to have either, you know, a patient mind, a patient personality. You have to be open to learn. You have to be open to criticism, yo. It's okay, because criticism does not mean insulting. Like, it's not like somebody not trying to come at you. That's one thing about Black people. We always feel like somebody's trying to come for us. Somebody's trying to disrespect us. Honestly, that shit, criticism makes you better, even if it is disrespectful. Take that shit with a grain of salt. Let that roll down your back and just keep applying pressure to these motherfuckers. Just make yourself better. No matter what, you never stop. Consistency is the fucking key. And that's how I've stayed relevant all these years. That's how a lot of small businesses, they have like flourished and blossomed into huge businesses now. A lot of Black businesses are fucking huge now, that I've watched, some I've watched grow, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna shout out just a couple of Black, Swankapush.
Yes, I love
Nigga,
Swank.
What?
Yeah, like, Swank has came, they have come a
they
very
come a long
way,
man. I love it.
I work with Swank.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Doing a brand ambassador program, and I love it. They are really, they really down to earth, and it's a Black woman.
Yes.
From Detroit. Yep. She doing the damn thing. Yep. She is doing her thing.
And listen, I'm going to tell you this. One, I got into it with one of their representatives, and I honestly feel like this is why they don't use me for brand ambassador anymore. I don't know if this girl is still there, but
they actually want to use you.
Okay. Well, shit, I'll reach back out, because I actually love their clothes. But that's why I said I don't know if this girl is there anymore. But it wasn't the owner. It was one of their representatives or whatever. It was somebody, my point of contact. I was doing brand ambassador for them. And I asked for a certain pair of jeans to be sent to me, because I'm a person that I only wear what looks good on me. You know, like everybody should, you know. And if I don't like it, I'm not going to want to promote it, because if I don't feel comfortable in it, how I'm going to sell it for you?
Of course.
So I did that. I was like, yo, I don't like this, what y'all sent me, or something like that. Like, that's not what I asked for, and it's too big, and the pants are droopy, and the girl kind of got smart. And I'm like, well, listen, y'all ass is doing all this. Y'all ain't even got y'all damn tags. Y'all don't have tags. Y'all basically bought these jeans from such and such and put y'all name on the packaging. So if you really, really want to take some criticism, like get a little bit more better with your fucking packaging and get your shit together. Da, 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 da. And even though I was being smart, that was still some criticism for the owner, but right. I was being smart because she was being smart to me. And I'm telling you, like, couple months down the line, they had their own tags in their fucking jeans.
They have their own tags and they have the you know, like the tagless method too.
So like that, I said that I don't know if it was only me that said it or whatever, but I seen a change in it because I was still ordering shit from them, even though I didn't want to do brand ambassador from them anymore. I still was ordering shit because I was like, I do like the way these jeans fit me.
Yeah, they really have nice items.
Fuck it, you know. And I was like, damn, yo, that's good. Like, that's an example of criticism working, people taking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, another one, Kaleidoscope. Yo, Jessica, BB Judy.
Oh my god, like that woman. She's having sense, you know. My baby girl.
Yep.
You're my little mini me.
My niece.
The child looks like me and acts just like me.
So she was cursed, period.
But she, you know, she works for BB Judy, mm-hmm. Jessica, mm-hmm. with Percolata Kids line. And when I tell you, that woman is a fucking marketing genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I tell you, like, her strategies, I don't know what team she got working for her.
Yeah.
But she got a team of beasts. That's another one. Good customer service.
Yep.
Can take constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know.
Exactly. I'm telling you, I've never heard anyone talk bad about, you know, the service or customer service, or even when people give her criticism, she'll listen. Like, cause mm-hmm. she's actually good with kids as well. Super Scent. Yo, I love Crayon, I know you love them.
Straight keep calling her my damn cousin.
I know, like, you love them to death. Yes, I want to shout out her too. I remember Crayon Case wasn't that big, and she just, yo, those women, and they're best friends, actually, you know, for those who don't know, Super Scent and BB Judy.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's another thing with certain Black people mm-hmm. that have these businesses mm-hmm. that try to tear other Black businesses down, but then you have people like Judy and Super that are helping to build one another up. I mean, granted, you know, Judy was up.
Yeah.
And Super was her friend.
Yeah.
She brought her friend up with her.
Period.
She didn't try to tear her down.
No.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, we need more of that.
Yeah.
Because there's so many Black businesses that is sitting there trying to tear each other down uh-huh. instead of trying to build each other up. That's mm-hmm. like, I seen this meme. It said, if you ever feel like your business idea won't be successful because there's other people with that same business, walk down the bread aisle.
Right. It's so many different bread brands.
And all of them get bought. All of them get bought.
Yep. All of them.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
I don't know about no damn Wonder Bread now. That shit be getting all dried out and crusty.
But people buy that shit.
I know, girl. I know. Go ahead. People
be buying it. So it's mm-hmm. just like, you know, if you ever feel discouraged, you walk down that bread aisle. Walk down that bread aisle and just like, damn, that's like me being a mobile bartender.
Yeah.
It's hella mobile bartenders out here. But I'm not sitting there. I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this because this person is doing that. That person mm-hmm. is doing it.
But
I'm
you
like,
know
look,
what's,
more power to you.
Yeah, but you know what stands out about you? Yes. All right, so my sister, she is a mobile bartender. But the thing is about this girl, she don't drink. So I think it's the best thing. Like, yo, she does not drink. Like, she don't even taste drinks.
I sip occasionally.
Oh, you just started sipping.
I sip it more so wine.
Oh, all right, yeah.
You know I love my wine.
But she do not drink. She can't stand liquor, but will make you one of the best drinks you've ever fucking had from a bartender who gets skunk drunk. Like, it's so crazy. So I feel like that's what stands out with her. I don't know exactly why, but like, that's what stands out with you. Like, you don't be, I don't know.
I don't really like the, I mean, so like, if I'm going, you know, somewhere with like, you know, for like, celebratory purposes or something like mm-hmm. that, or like maybe my birthday, I'll take a shot or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'll have a few mixed drinks or whatever, mm-hmm. but I ain't about to like be out here like just bending my elbow like, shots. Like,
I know, yo. You don't say like, bending my elbow.
Yeah, that's an old term for y'all young listeners.
Lord, Jesus. What the hell?
You know, you be like, oh, Pop's bending the elbow again.
Lord Jesus, never heard that shit before. Also, it's another, Matt Collection, Black owned.
Oh, that's the Bathing Suit.
The Bathing Suit. Yeah, that's Neo's ex-wife, Monifa.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I have two bathing suits from her.
Yep, black on. Like she.
I like really, her stuff, and I got one of them really big ass hats.
You got she sell them big ass hats?
Big ass hat. Hat big as a bitch.
Hey, yo, you dumb as shit, yo. But for real, man. So I sit back and I watch these black businesses thrive. And then, you know, I watch the ones drive themselves in the fucking ground. And it's like, what can you learn from these bigger businesses? What can you learn?
Be humble is number one.
Yeah, learn to be humble and then also learn how to learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know everything. You don't know everything and you can't think you know everything. You know, you have to be open to suggestions. You have to be open. That's why a lot of people thrive more and better with a team. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, you may a lot of people feel like they can't trust people. No, you can't, you know, but two can be a team. It don't got to be a team of 8 or 10. Yeah. Like my team is still small. You know what I mean? I have 4 employees. That's it. That's all I wish I could have forever, but it ain't going to be like that. It can't, because as I grow, my business grows. My staff has to grow. My money grows. Everything grows. Yeah. So I think that was a really good episode. I think we can end that shit right here, because I'm looking at this shit and this shit say 27 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we're going to get up out of here. He'll say, oh, wow. So we're going to get up out of here. Say bye, Shay.
Peace out, Chora.
And she'll be back next week, because this is my favorite. I love my fucking sister. And just like that, peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing.
This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.